Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. In case you don't remember, allow me to reintroduce myself.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. This is the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. It's been a long time, but we are back and we are better than ever. It is time to get talking West Virginia sports and sports at large, because there's been a lot going on. The big news is conference realignment. The Big 12 has added the four schools, Arizona State, Colorado, Arizona, and Utah. What do you think about the schools that have been added?
I don't care. I think you said it best. You were on WTAP, and you said it best. And the truth is, I don't care about the schools. I care about destabilizing another conference. That it's not us who's going to be having to worry and wonder, hey, where we're going? Hey, did we find a way out? Is there a raft? Is there a lifeboat somewhere? Hey, we ain't got to worry about that. We're sitting pretty and we feel good. I'm pointing at the ACC. Look, me and you both have tweeted about this. Good for the ACC. Back then, you didn't want us. Now we got you all on us. Then we follow up with the Soldier Boy. Yah, trick, yah.
Yah, trick, yah.
Yah, trick, yah. It feels so good to not be in their predicament, and yet in the same breath, it feels good not to feel, but in the same breath, I don't feel sorry for them at all, Brandon, at all. Like, when I say at all, I mean at all. I mean, like, if they were walking on the side of the road because their car just broke down, I would keep zoom. No, I wouldn't zoom by. I would hit a puddle and splash on them.
Splash on them. Splash on them with mud and the grime and the dirt. Yeah, me too, Jeremy.
I know, do unto others what you want them to do to you, but I'm sorry, I'm human, and I remember when we were that person walking and y'all splashed upon us as you drove by. You didn't care where we were and how we were going to get home. All you cared about was yourselves, was actually irritating me, and I'm sure it's irritating a lot of other Mountaineer fans too, is the fact that right now everybody's talking about, oh, this is terrible for college football. Realignment. These kids going across the country, they have class. Didn't nobody care when it was West Virginia? Brandon, didn't nobody care? And right now we're getting a real good look. And I said this in a tweet about how these other conferences felt when we were there. Yes, we don't care either at all. Die slow. conference die slow.
Yeah, no, like Jack Swarbrick was like, Cal and Stanford are these institutions that shouldn't die. They should be, I don't care. I don't care what happens to Cal or Stanford. It's like asking me about the Stanford Oil Company. Do you think I care about the Stanford Oil Company? Did anybody care about what happened to the Stanford Oil Company? No. John Rockefeller, that business collapsed. It's over. It's gone. Nobody even knows about it no more. The Saudis took over.
Yep. I rock girls. You rock fellas. Go ahead.
It's going to get you in trouble, son. But anyway. Nas reference Ether. But anyway, that's the thing is like when we're safe, I don't care. How about now? Because I'm up right now and you stuck right now. And I know that's not what Drake said exactly, but that's where they are. And the other thing I wanted to say is Florida State's president, people out here who are my favorite follow on this subject at the moment, as far as Florida State and the ACC goes, is Crazy Uncle Lou, because Crazy Uncle Lou is out here spitting the gospel truth about the grant of rights with the ACC. There's no jokes. There's no twisting the facts about what's going on with the ACC's grant of rights. When Maryland left for the Big Ten, the ACC said, never again. And they locked everybody into a contract they could never get out of. And that's exactly...
The ACC is like a controlling husband talking about, now, it takes you 15 miles to get to work and 15 miles to get to back. Watch for the 32 miles. You know what I'm saying? The ACC knows
every step of the way. They know every inch, every I that's dotted, every T that's crossed. Florida State, if Florida State could get out of the contract.
By the way, you said every step they take? Oh, whoa. I'm back. Whoa. What's going on? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right. Go ahead.
If Florida State could get out of their contract with the ACC, they would have been out of their contract with the ACC. You there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They wouldn't be talking about it. They wouldn't be railing. They wouldn't be crying. They wouldn't be preaching. They wouldn't be threatening. They would be out.
No, they ain't nothing they can do.
Jeremy Nahano?
How do you
Because know? That's what USC and UCLA did. That's what Texas and Oklahoma did. That's what all the schools who left the Big East for the ACC did. They left. They didn't talk about it. They left.
Yep. And good for you, Florida State. It's too little, too late.
Yeah, so I don't feel sorry for Florida State. I don't feel sorry for Clemson. I don't feel sorry for anybody in the ACC. I'm glad that we're in the Big 12, and even though I would like to have regional rivalries, I do not want to be in the ACC because the payout, Jeremy, the payouts just don't match. The money that West Virginia makes in the Big 12, the ACC can't match it, and they can't match it for another 10 years at least. So,
and you know what I do? I understand, like, when you play Pitt, the energy, the fan base crowds around it. But here's the thing. You develop new things. Texas is not our rival, but we love going to Morgantown to watch West Virginia play Texas. I like going to watch them play Oklahoma. Those things change and evolve. And, you know, everything's not always the same. Penn State used to be, you know, an independent till 1993. Then they went to the Big Ten, and immediately a rivalry was started with Ohio State. Things change. Unfortunately and fortunately, things change. The Pac-4, And I don't feel sorry for any conference right now because we all saw this coming. The dominoes started to fall. You had to bust a move, and they didn't, and it didn't happen. So those people who got left in the lurch, left in the darkness, left way back, look, you saw it coming, and you did nothing. And most importantly, the reason why I don't care is it has nothing to do with us, you know?
100%. It's not, I don't care because it's not us. And finally, it's not us. We've been through multiple rounds of this, and every time it included us, and it included us searching, waiting, desperately hoping that we weren't going to die. And we're not dead. Guess what? We're very much alive.
And thriving.
Thriving. So that's where we are. We got Cincinnati, we got UCF, and when the ACC dies, we'll look to invade them and take what we can.
Hey, look, if you want to go to a conference that is going to have you locked in for 25 years, or what, conference only has four teams, comes to the Big 12, third best conference of the country.
for now. We'll have to wait and see, because soon we might be the best. You never know.
But I
do, and I love the revisionist history.
But I do know.
I love how Greg Sankey now, though, is trying to act like he hasn't created part of this mess with the things that he's done there in the SEC. We know what you did when you took Texas and Oklahoma. We know what you did.
Now,
you are part of this problem.
You better show some respect. Here's the thing real quick. I know we're trying to move on to a new subject, but like, here's the thing. When you see things happening, you have to be ahead of the curve. And you don't want to make the wrong enemies. And trust and believe, Sankey is not the person you want to make enemies with. So check your tone, Brandon, because he is. The NCAA is about to be called the SEC. Don't get it twisted.
You're saying that, Jeremy, but the Big Ten has made major moves.
The Big Ten who didn't want to play football a couple years ago during COVID?
It doesn't matter. Where are we now?
Yeah. And basketball, baseball, and football, they have won championship in the last 20 years.
True.
That Big 10? I'm just making sure we're on the same page. I'm talking the same conference. What you need to say, this is just like NSYNC. It's Justin and the rest of the gang. And I know Michigan won the conference last year before they lost to TCU. But this is Ohio State in the gang. That's what it is. Oh, USC's coming over. Yeah, let's see when USC plays in the conference, actually cares about football a little bit. Excuse me, when I say care about football, I mean they have three teams that are up on actually playing. Brandon, like, okay. Like, you can bring all your resources and all the men. You're not the SEC. You never will be. We're closer to being you, Big Ten, than you are to being the SEC. We have two conference champions. Utah and TCU, the second best team in the country, who are part of our conference. I know Utah's coming here in a couple of years. My point is this. The media in the country talk up the Big Ten. They don't talk about Ohio State. They talk about Ohio State, but Ohio State is legit. But the rest of the Big Ten, they talk up the rest of the Big Ten because that's the only people to talk about outside the SEC. Anyway.
All right, so it's time to talk fall practice, fall camp.
No, it's not. No, it's not. We're going here. Off the rip, you got to tell me off the top of your head. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We didn't get to the bottom of it. Would you rather beat Penn State and lose to Pitt, or would you rather lose to Penn State and beat Pitt?
Lose to Penn State, beat Pitt.
Yeah, you're wrong. Okay, you're wrong.
Why? Why am I wrong?
Because you're talking about an unranked pick team that nobody cares about anyway.
Yeah,
or you're talking about the number 7 team in the country preseason poll, first game of the year. If West Virginia wins, first of all, this will be a signature and the biggest win of Neil Brown's career. It'll tell all the recruits, don't get it twisted. We're talking about recruits in these areas that, hey, we can play and start with the big boys. And more importantly, they'll be talking about us for at least 3 weeks. And the reason why I say 3 weeks is because the first week we beat Penn State. The second week, if we lose to Duquesne, fire him immediately. Everybody.
You just made my point. That's my point. None of it matters if they lose the next weeks.
No, okay, they have Duquesne. I was talking about next week with Duquesne. If we go to
2-0, fire him immediately.
Yeah, but we're not going to lose to Duquesne. Come on. And if you don't look, I'm not a betting man, but look, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to oblige you on a bet for Duquesne. We're going to be 2-0. They're going to be talking about us for 3 weeks. If we win this is a big deal for West Virginia University. We lose a Pitt. We lost a Pitt last year.
Yeah, Jeremy. Guess what? They'll be talking about us for 3 weeks. And guess what that means?
What?
We're Pitt Super Bowl again. And they get to knock us off our pedestal again. And everybody's talking about us, and we are the College Game Day game of the week, because if you look at the schedule, there's a good chance Pitt versus West Virginia will be the game of the week, especially if we beat Penn State.
So you'd rather... And we'll
get to be on a national stage, get to play spoiler against West Virginia again.
So you'd rather bragging rights over helping the program.
Jeremy, I'm telling you, I don't think it helps the program. I think it null and voids. Because for one,
I don't agree with you. The number 17 in the country. So my question is,
number seven preseason.
No. We're going to the bottom of this right now. Do you think the Marshall victory over Notre Dame in Notre Dame helped their program? I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about for the overall program.
No.
And I disagree with you.
Okay, but I don't think it did. What's your recruiting? Did their recruiting jump?
You can sit in recruits' house and say, look, this is what
we're talking about. Did their recruiting jump?
Huh?
Did their recruiting jump?
And year when? No, this year was already done. No. Let's see in a couple years. I feel like it does affect general recruits saying, hey, we can play with the big boys. We can go on them all the way in a couple years.
They lost to G5 teams immediately after.
That's right. And they went 9-3?
8-3? They lost 9-3.
All right, I think they only lost 3 or 4 games, Brandon. By the way, and I'm not trying to hate, I'm not trying to be a Marshall. I'm just saying, I think a win against Penn State, the number 17 in the country, especially, we know they're not going to beat Ohio State, Michigan. They lost to Michigan 2 straight times. They lost to Ohio State 11 out of 12 times. But let's say somehow they mess around and beat them. Because here's the thing about Penn State, Brandon, that you don't need to get twisted. Don't tell me what the result is real quick. Before that. Penn State has the easy they have a Big Ten schedule. Excuse me. Let me just say that. Penn State has a Big Ten schedule. There will be 9 wins even if they lose to us.
No, you say that, Jeremy. They lose to us. They're nowhere near as good as we thought they were.
Or we're better.
That's what you think. Marshall beat Notre Dame. They won 9 games.
That's all I said. No. Now you're going to try to justify it. It's one of stuff. They won 9 games and they beat Notre Dame in South Bend.
Guess where they finished in the Sun Belt?
Where?
Third. In the Sun Belt. We can stop with the big dogs. You were third in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, we beat Notre Dame in Notre Dame, who finished the year strong. All we need is a couple more pieces. I feel like it helps recruiting.
Jeremy, you finished third in the Sun Belt.
Brandon, if we beat Penn State, I feel like if this
Jeremy,
is something
you finished third in the Sun Belt.
Yes.
You went 5-3 in conference.
Do you think the kids from Pennsylvania, who these 17 to 18 year olds who are watching this game, that's going to be a huge game, Penn State, West Virginia, do you think it may have an effect on them?
No, I don't. I think kids are more savvy than you're giving them credit for. I think they've got more sense than to look at one game and say, man, I was wrong about West Virginia and Penn State.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll take the
Notre Dame
win.
Notre Dame finished, they were also 9-4. I just don't think it's as big a win as you think it is.
I think a top 10 win is a big win.
It's a top 10 win in the moment, but they didn't finish top 10.
Yeah, well, we don't know where Penn State will finish. All I'm saying
that's is. That's why I think it'd be the preseason team. It's not the same thing as being a team that finished.
And
by the way,
if we want to talk about not only just winning the game, but if you go into a hostile environment on the road, the first game of the year, I feel like that shows you a little bit about the team and how much they believe in themselves.
Jeremy, that's great. Then you follow that up by losing at home to a Pitt team that's down.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree. We want to hear your feelings.
To me,
I want to hear your feelings. I want to hear people outside me and you's feelings about this. Would you rather Penn State win? Because you're saying it's not better for the program. I think it's better for the program if we beat
Penn State. It's null and void. Null and void, Jeremy. It's like eating clean all day. You eat clean all day, then you eat junk food at 9 p.m. You just wipe it all out.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It was great, and then everybody's going to wipe it all off and say Penn State's not that good. We know because West Virginia lost to Pitt today.
Yeah, well, I agree to disagree.
We're not the kind of team that gets the benefit of the doubt. If we were, that would be great. But the moment we lose,
when's the last time we beat a top 10 team? Yes,
but I don't know. That's a good point.
That's what I'm saying.
When we lose to Penn State, we will immediately fall out of the rankings. When we lose to Pitt, we will immediately fall out of the rankings. It will not matter. It will be wiped out. It will be wiped off the ledger.
I don't know. I don't know if that's...
You think we beat Penn State, we beat Duquesne, right. We lose to Pitt, we stay ranked.
All right. Get your phone back out. Look to see who Pitt plays the first 2 weeks. Because if they win their first 2 weeks, if they're undefeated and then they beat us, all that means is they're going to jump us and they're going to drop us to the lower part of the top 25. So let's see who Pitt plays the first 2 weeks. This is the deciding factor. Drum roll, please.
You're in for a rude awakening. They play the Terriers of Wofford.
What? Okay.
the Bearcats of Cincinnati. Losing to Pitt will wipe out beating Penn State.
If Penn State, hold up, if Pitt is 2-0 when they come to play us,
and we beat Penn State. Jeremy, people are picking Cincinnati to finish behind us in the Big 12.
My point is this. If Pitt is 2-0 and we beat Penn State and then Pitt beats us, I feel like we'll be on the lower tier of the top 25.
Pitt won't be ranked and we won't be ranked if Pitt beats us after we beat Penn State.
Okay, we'll see. Hey, people talk to us. I'll ask that out because we're not going to figure out nothing here. It's very clear neither one of us are budging. An immovable object, me. What's the other thing? Immovable object.
Unstoppable force.
Both of them. Okay, both of them are me. All right, which... which one are you? Well, all right, let's get to it. All right, we have, you know, Nico and Garrett Green going at it in the springtime. We're here about all kinds of freshmen. What's his name? Jaheim White,
which I was on after the spring game. I saw him do one run and I was on him. And people were like, well, we got all these guys ahead of him. I'm telling you right now, Jaheim White needs to play.
Second of all, Neil Brown already said he's going to get some snaps. So, thanks, Guru.
Said it in the spring before Neil Brown said that.
Wait a minute. You watched the spring game?
Jeremy, he had the highlight touchdown.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm good, good. No, I like people like you. Everything Mountaineers. Go ahead.
James Hurd Jr. is the next guy that needs to be out of your mouth. That needs to be coming out of everybody's mouth right now.
No, it's not. It's Gallagher. I don't care what nobody says. Gallagher. I just feel like he's going to be the truth.
He Rodney, might be the truth, Jeremy, Gallagher. But the strength of our offense is going to be running the football.
Rodney Gallagher.
The strength of our offense is going to be running the football.
Yes, with all six backs. We only have one receiver. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we don't. We have plenty.
We got Carter, the transfer from NC State.
Number one. I can't remember his name, but number one, yeah. I'm saying Rodney Gallagher is going to be. What about the defensive end? They're talking about being like, man, rushing the passer. They say he's like natural at it. The freshman.
James Hurd Jr.
Yeah, okay. Big time. Let's see.
So you got Tyron Bradley, who's pushing Jared Bartlett right now. Mm-hmm. Then you've got James Hurd Jr., who's a true freshman, who they're saying is literally got all the natural instincts to play almost immediately.
Hold up. You're talking with your chest right now, man. You better change your overall victories for West Virginia?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying you're talking with your chest right now. You really talking with your chest.
I'm talking with my chest. They're getting to me. They're getting to me, Jay. They're getting to me.
Yeah, that's by the way, you say they're getting to me. As if it ain't that time of year, we start coming around to 12. And
I'm still not sold on the secondary, even though they got me. They starting to sell me on Aubrey Burks and Jacoby Spells.
No, here's the thing. I love West Virginia more than anything. We bleed gold and blue. But you got to resist the Kool-Aid, Brandon. Every year we say the same thing over and over again. And then afterwards, you know what we say? Should have known. Brandon, we got to stop. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to stop you. I don't know how to quit you.
Can't stop. Won't stop. We get down. No, I'm serious, though. I love West Virginia so much, and I get fired up, and I can't wait to play Penn State. But I have to keep bringing myself back to, like, you're a grown dude. You can't make the same mistakes you've been making your whole life.
And just
bring it back. Bring it on.
You know, back. Penn State, people are saying Penn State's got arguably the best defensive line in the country, right?
Yeah, I saw their weakness is depth, which unfortunately does not help us in the first game of the year.
Well, it does in the heat.
Well, it depends on how close the game is going into the fourth quarter, but.
Well, it depends on if Neil Brown does a bunch of bubble screen bull crap.
But I will also say, I mean, like our first year in the Big 12, depth was our problem. And we didn't finish like super crazy, but we did start off 5-0. You know why? Because the first 5 weeks, nobody's as banged up. Nobody's as hurt. You're not missing. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we're going to play Penn State, I wish we played them a little bit later in the year, but it doesn't matter because I'm ready for them either way. Brandon, trust the lager brew. came out. Everybody's feeling it for it. Everybody can't wait for it. Country Roads Trust Brew, Trust Lager. What you think about it when you were able to sip it for the first time? Everybody in the building, Randy Mazey, Amanda Mazey,
Ren Baker,
the touchdown maker.
Jay Kuntz.
Chase Harler.
Jay Flo was in the building.
You know how that goes.
There were a lot of people out. It was
And our writer from Charleston. Give him a shout out.
No, not Charleston. Mitch Vingolf.
Yeah, Mitch.
He's from Glendale.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was from Charleston. Shout out Mitch.
He's from Wheelhouse Creative. And the thing is, Jeremy, I like full-flavored, more robust beers, personally. I like real hoppy IPAs. I prefer porters and stouts. But if I'm drinking on a hot day, a light lager.
Real quick. Snobby says what?
I'm not snobby. I'll drink anything. I'll drink a Busch Latte. I'll drink a Coors Light, a Bud Light, Miller Light. Not Bud Light. I don't like Bud Light personally.
Did you say a Busch Latte? That's the first time I've ever heard in my life.
Busch Latte, Miller Light, Coors Light. Bud Light is, I don't really like Bud Light, but I mean, I'll drink it if it's there. But this is the Trust Lager, legitimately, no joke, is a clean, crisp, refreshing beer. If you like light beers, it's a great beer. You will enjoy it. It's not too strong. It's not overwhelming. It's clean, nice finish on the palate. You will enjoy it. And it's only 4%, so it's not going to knock you on your butt. You can drink them nice and easy, real smooth. They should be throughout the state really soon. They're not in Parkersburg yet. They're not in Charleston yet. But if you're in Morgantown, they're flying off the shelf. So you got to get them, because 15% of all proceeds go to the NIL.
That is the point right there.
Which is Country Roads Trust, is how we're able to land the players that we've been landing, especially in basketball. We're trying to make that happen in football primarily, but the other sports, the Olympic sports, gymnastics, baseball, golf with Sean,
I honestly feel like you were being genuine until you started going on to all these other sports. Hey, I got love for everybody. I'm just saying.
No, but it's true. The NIL works for all of these sports.
It does. By the way,
the ones everybody cares about, basketball and football, if you really want us to have success, you'll be drinking Trust Lager.
Drink your brew to help your crew. Boom.
100%.
By the way, you were talking about this Bud Light. Brandon, do you remember the Bud Bulls back in the day?
Yeah, terrible.
You didn't like them?
I guess.
They were great commercials. Are you serious?
They were good commercials. I'm sorry, not terrible. They were good commercials. I'm sorry. They were good commercials.
Okay. Little hater coming out, but that's all right.
No. I just misspoke. I spoke too soon. I wasn't thinking about it. They were good commercials.
We didn't talk about it very long. Heard that. Gets the best of Best Virginia. Any real taker?
Don't care. Almost half of Heard That was not from Marshall. And Best Virginia is old. John Flowers didn't even really play that much. He's retired. Kevin Jones is on his last leg, even though he played really well. So there's no hating on him.
Here's the biggest thing for me. Hats off to them. They won. They advanced. But people who are coming out are Mountaineers on social media. This is why I can't take Marshall seriously. You just took a senior men's rec league. Sorry to everybody playing senior men's rec league championship. And then started trying to pop off against West Virginia. Hey, I guess, look, I guess you take what you can get. But this is why I can't take them seriously. This is why I can't hate them, because I don't care about them, Brandon. I'm serious.
No, I don't care either. But I do. I don't care either. I'm the same way. I'm the same place. It's whatever. What else we got, Jay?
No, I think I'm about done. I don't know what else we have to talk about, man. Randy Mazey retiring. Randy Mazey is one of my favorite coaches at West Virginia. And when I say one of my favorite, I mean my favorite. I told him that to his face.
It's interesting. When we met Randy Mazey at the Trust Lager unveiling, at the Mountaineer Tap House in Morgantown. Shout out to Mountaineer Tap House. Jeremy told Randy Mazey to his face he was his favorite coach. Then he backtracked almost immediately and said, well, maybe Nicky Izzo Brown. To his face, Jeremy said that to the man.
You know why? Because I keep it real. I'm sorry. I love me some Nicky Izzo. Oh, and to the Izzo. You know?
Yeah. It was a really funny moment. I wish you guys could have seen it. I wish I could have captured it on video. It was hilarious.
His face.
His face. He was like, what?
But it was, you know.
But yeah, he's going to step down. He's going to coach his one last season. And then Saban is going to take over. Not Nick Saban, but Coach Saban from WVU will take over. A little youth infusion. And
talk about bringing the recruits, man. They're bringing the recruits. They're doing the thing in the baseball realm.
Yeah, I love for it, sure.
Man. Tip the cap to them.
Ren
Baker, man. Ren Baker was great to meet. I know you got to talk to him for a little bit. I got to shoot the breeze with him a little bit. What was your overall feeling, actually getting to talk to him? We see so many things on media, Ren Baker this, Ren Baker that. We hear his answers and his. How did you feel about your give and take with him when you got to talk to him a little bit?
You got to have a presence if you're going to be in a position as vice president and AD of a university. And Ren Baker has that presence. So right off the bat, I like the way the man carries himself.
Amen. Look, there's a reason why he made more money at every university that he's ever been a part of. Because he knows how to talk to people. I talk to him, and legitimately, he's like, hey, so what's your story? But when he talked to you and looked at you, it felt like it was just you and him in the room. I'm not telling you he's going to be successful. I'm just telling you, I feel fortunate to be able to have met the man and talked to the man in person like we did. You know what I mean? I feel like
we're in good hands.
And I feel like I'll be very proud of that. If we win, if we lose, I'll feel about him, how I feel about every loser of a team.
I think that we're going to win with Ren Baker.
Me too. I get that. I really get that feeling.
I hope I'm right, but I feel like we're going to win with Ren Baker.
So, anyway, that's all I got, Brandon. Anything else in sports that you're thinking about?
Messi's
the man. He's at Miami. He's coming up to our area. He's playing in Cincinnati here in a couple weeks. Big time. And by the way, it's so funny. Like, people are like, oh, he has 3 goals in 2 games. He has this many goals in 2 games. He's the greatest player in the world playing the WNBA. What do you expect?
Yeah, 100%.
Real talk.
Yeah, but that's it. I don't really have anything else. I wish we had a pop culture for you guys, but we don't today. We will soon. We'll be back in full force. We are part of the 1012 network. We are now part of a new group. I want to tell you guys about that. Give me 1 second. Yeah, we're now part of Sports Social, the largest podcast network in the UK. So shout to Sports Social. Shout to the 1012 Network. Shout to the new schools in the Big 12. And of course, got to shout out the Raspy Voice Kids. Can't forget ourselves.
And don't forget, if we said anything that offended you, we also hate Pitt.
We also hate Pitt. Always and forever.
Raspy Voice!
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. We back in the build. We about to get back on that hate, baby.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. This is another iteration of Why We Hate. And this time, it's all about Penn State. Now, Penn State, we play you September 2nd, so we thought it would be the right thing to do to give you this little baptism into the Why We Hate tradition. Today, we want to talk to you because you talk like some big dogs, but you don't stomp like no big dogs. You play in that Big Ten East, but so often you play like the Big Ten Least. It's Michigan and Ohio State, and everybody knows it. You come up way behind. Everybody talks about the real top dogs. Nobody mentions you. You want so bad to be a blue blood, but you're not. You've got some history. You've got some tradition. You've done some things, but you're not it. You are not the creme de la creme. You're not the cream of the crop. College football is about pageantry. College football is about tradition. But look at your uniforms. It tells me everything that I need to know. You look like you're a middle school team out there, at best, with your whites. When you have your blues, it's a little bit better, but your helmet still screams to me, Pop Warner. It's so whack. It's so pathetic. You're so basic. It just screams to me, if he wanted to, he would. What all these women say often, if he wanted to, he would. Well, it's obvious to me, Penn State doesn't want to because they don't. Do you guys even have alternate uniforms? Jeremy, have you ever seen Penn State wear an alternate uniform?
Never, never.
You are the anti-Oregon. You have nothing to show. There's no names on the back of your jerseys. There's nothing on your helmet. There's no logo. There's nothing that represents you. There's nothing that announces to the world who you are. We'll get to that in a little bit. But it's pathetic. It's embarrassing, and you should do better. Look at your uniforms. If he wanted to, he would. Penn State edition. Now we're going to jump to your mascot, the Nittany Lion. How many lions are in the state of Pennsylvania? Can you tell me? Can anybody tell me? I'm going to answer it for you. Zero. Shout out to Big Salka, right? Zero. There ain't none in the state of Pennsylvania. Right? There are no lions, but you didn't just go with the Penn State Lions. You didn't call yourself the Mountain Lions. You decided to call yourself the Nittany Lions after Mount Nittany. Mount Nittany. You want to call it Mount Nittany. Mount Nittany is 2,000 feet high. It's barely a hill, but you're going to call it Mount Nittany. Okay? We're going to give you a little pass on that, just a little pass on that nonsense, but it's just an example of the nonsense you spew when you talk about what you are and who you are. But then when you're going to come out with your mascot, it's going to be more like Teddy Ruxpin than an actual scary mascot. Nobody's afraid of that thing you trot out, knit it up, pageant, nothing, Nittany Lion. Nobody's afraid of it. Nobody's intimidated. Nobody cares. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. It should be real, but it's not. But that's what you guys are. Fakes. Frauds. Pathetic. Nittany Lions, paper tigers, really. When I look at your mascot, it tells me what you are. You're not even trying. You didn't even give it your all. If he wanted to, he would. But Penn State, you don't want to. That's where we are. But then it brings me to, speaking of where we are, or let me shorten it, Jeremy. We are. How generic can you get with a chant? We are Penn State. Are you telling us or are you reminding yourselves? Huh? What is it? See, at first I thought maybe you ripped off Marshall, but it turns out you didn't. You were the originators of the We Are chant, right? You are the originators. And I looked into it and I was really inspired, actually, because it turns out in the 40s, you came up with this chant as a solidarity move, a move to show that you had racial unification, a support of black players on your team, that you were going to have them in your fold, one for all for one. You were not going to be intimidated by the racists in your community. And I was inspired by that stance that you took. I couldn't believe it, but I was excited. I was happy. I was inspired. But then I did some digging, Penn State. It didn't take much digging. took a little bit of research to find out that story you spun wasn't the truth. It turns out it had nothing to do with what happened in the 40s. Now, while that may be true, there were people who stood up for that player, and there was some solidarity. The We Are chant has nothing to do with that circumstance and that situation. It was a lie. It was a fraud. There was no reason to shower praise on that circumstance and that situation. No, it was just another cover-up for what really happened. What really happened is you guys went to Ohio Stadium. You heard Ohio State's chants. You got inspired to do better. You wanted to be better. You wanted to have something that galvanized your fan base. So you came up with the We Are chant. It took some working. It took some effort. But your cheerleaders finally came up with something. What did they come up with? Not anything special. Nothing spectacular. They came up with We Are. And then some other people yelled, Penn State. A lot of brain power that took. A lot of effort that took. A lot of inspiration that took.
Right?
Right? So much so that so many other schools do the same thing. In the 70s, in the 80s, decades after you guys originally tried to say that you started it, more cover-ups. Now, we're not going to get into those other details. We're just going to say your chant is generic. It's pathetic. It's not what you try to say it was in the beginning. It's more of, if he wanted to, he would. But you don't. And the thing that's more important than any of what I've said is the fact that your chant, your uniform, your history, your traditions, none of it is going to protect you come September 2nd. When a mobile quarterback, a bevy of backs, and a homegrown West Virginia offensive line marches in to Happy Valley, for whatever reason you call it happy, because it's just a cow pasture, and brings out Mountaineer football ready to romp and run all over that pathetic uniform and your really lazy, terrible name, the Nittany Lions. You'll have nothing to say. You'll have everybody in your corner. And when West Virginia comes out and puts it on you by at least two touchdowns,
two,
shout to Irrational, you will know you picked the wrong day to play the old Golden Blue.
Woo! That finish got me fired up. I love it. Shout out, Coach Stu. You picked the wrong day. Now, some people at Penn State, you know what? First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to give a shout out, because the reason why I hate Penn State has nothing to do with Britton Strange, the Parkersburg product, our own town, Britton Strange, Penn State, word up. That's the only thing. Everything else I hate about Penn State. Penn State wants to view themselves as this premier program. And you know what? You actually do get slotted into these premier games. You go to the Royal Bowl and you win 9 or 10 games a year. Hey, look, I get it. How can I hate on that? Give me a second. I'm about to explain. You would also say, what are you talking about? We own the all-time series wins against you. Wait, I'm about to talk to it. I'm talking about it. First, let's start up about your 9 or 10 game win seasons. It's easy to do when you have two games on your schedule all year long. Literally, that should be a recruiting tactic. Come to Penn State, all you have to do is get ready for two games a year. What two games? You already know it. Michigan and Ohio State. Wait a minute, Brandon. Wait. This just in. Oh, yeah. Penn State's lost the last two games they played against Michigan? Wait a minute. 6-0 against Ohio State? 11 out of 12 games? That tells you it doesn't matter if it's a horseshoe or it's a whiteout. Y'all getting waxed. You're getting 9 wins. I count 5 of them right now. Well, first of all, you got like 2 out-of-conference games that are gimmies. Then you get, look, top of the dome, Illinois, Indiana, Rutgers, Maryland. What else do we really say? How good do you have to be to beat those teams? You come in every year, and all you have to do is win 2 games. And for the most part, you can't. Oh, excuse me. My bad, Brandon. They got the bowl game. They win some big bowl games against a Pac-4, okay? They constantly are playing that team out west who could care less about college football. Oh, they don't play in the Big 12. They don't play in the SEC because when they play in the Big 12, man, I think you're about to play all your success if you take West Virginia out of it. But you haven't played it since 1997. You haven't played Oklahoma. You haven't played Texas. You haven't played TCU. You haven't played anybody. All you play is the Lauderdale Big Ten. And don't play with me. You know, like I know that the Big Ten is Lauderdale. You want to talk about academics. You want to talk about all these other things. Oh, the top six defense in the country. We said this before. Top six defense of the country because you guys don't play offenses. What you want to talk about? Iowa playing offense? Are you going to go to Wisconsin when you want to talk about offense? Bro, you know, like I know, your confidence is garbage. ESPN likes that. For some reason, people love Penn State and they respect Penn State. But let's don't get it twisted. Penn State has done nothing. Brandon, do you know it's been at least three decades since Penn State has won a national championship? Do you know that it's been over 37 years since they've played West Virginia? No, excuse me. I think the national championship is 37 years. You know what? It's been a really long time. It's been a long time. It's been a really long time. Y'all have done nothing else of significance since then. It's the same thing over and over. You play whack teams, you beat whack teams, you play good teams like Ohio State and Michigan, you get whacked, then you play the Pac-4, and you win. Get out of here. We're not worried about that. The other thing we're not worried about is that mascot. Oh my gosh, Brandon, I'm so glad you brought it up. That mascot is the worst mascot I've ever seen in my life. It looks like somebody's 1970s carpet throw. that mascot's, I don't know, skin or whatever you call it. It's so old. It looks like it crunches when it walks, Brandon. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And by the way, don't act like you like it. You do not. You do not. I'm saying it to your face. You don't like that mascot. You would love to get it upgraded in some kind of way. I'm just saying, I'm being for real when I talk about these things. The other thing is, when you're talking about, all right, the mascot is called the Nittany Lion. Brandon brought out why it's called the Nittany Lion. Brandon, did you know they had a mascot before that? And it was more apt, actually. He was called Old Coley. Old Coley, the mule. And it's funny because mules are stubborn and they have a strong desire for self-preservation. That's why they're stubborn. Strong desire for self-preservation. Does it sound like somebody else you know from Penn State? I'm just saying, you should have stayed with Old Coley because this mascot is weedy, 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 whack. I'm embarrassed by it. Happy Valley. How smug can you guys be? Happy Valley. I know, there's reports, the Great Depression affected a lot of people, and it didn't affect Happy Valley. Happy Valley people support each other and smile, and they're good, and they're righteous. Okay, Penn State. Come on, Penn State. Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Here's the thing. You guys have a lot of wins. You guys are in the Big Ten. You guys play Ohio State and Michigan. You guys are in the blue and white. But the truth is, when it comes in September, when we play you guys for the first time in 30-some years, I promise you, we're going to put it on you. You stole Britton Strange from us. You got Britton Strange from us. You know who we got? We got Rodney Gallagher, Uniontown PA. We took one of your boys. Don't get it twisted. He's going to score a touchdown against you. That's right. You heard it right here. Number two, freshman receiver, Rodney Gallagher is going to put it down for WBU and not VPSU. I can't wait to play y'all. Your heads are inflated. You win a few games against chump teams. Listen here. Don't send a Big Ten team to do a Big 12 job. Get ready. We're coming.
Podcast Network.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.